Welcome to The Vinyl Preacher, your weekly podcast where we talk about the Bible and make a playlist. I'm Matt Cadle on sabbatical from St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Los Angeles, California.
And I'm Zach Paris. I am a part-time model and a part-time preacher in Western North Carolina.
You could be a part-time model.
Still would need to keep my normal job.
Wow. Well,
it's the dog days of summer, man.
The dog days. They're not over. Not over yet. Hold that Florence and the Machine song. It's the dog days of summer. Not over yet.
Not yet.
These are the texts for July 30th, 2023.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. First Kings. We're all over the Old Testament. Oh my gosh. First Kings 3, 5 to 12. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him in this great, you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on this throne today. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. Oh, I am only a little child. I don't know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst
I'm
of the people
whom
you
baby.
Your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this, your great people?" And it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Matt, we're out of the art. No more poetry for you. We've got kind of a story, a narrative for the first time in a while here in the Old Testament.
Oh, we've got a story. It's a classic one where Solomon gets to make a wish. And he makes the right one. That's the moral of the story that I remember from
I Dream of Yahweh, I think is the name of this episode.
I Dream of Yahweh. Yeah, it's one, but I kind of want, like, he didn't do like the whole like genie in the lamp thing where it's like you can't wish for more wishes. I can't make anyone fall in love with you. And what's the other one? No killing. I can't kill anybody. Those are the three. I think those are the three rules.
I mean, it is implied, right? Because you've asked for this, because you didn't ask for a long life and riches or for right. to kill your enemies. Because you asked for something good, I will give it to you. There were rules. You pass the test. Like, there's like,
you pass
there
the
is
test,
a pass
yeah.
the test. So you get your wish.
Wow.
David is hilarious. The whole David story, the whole role of David in the Hebrew scriptures is insane. You know, it's just pure revisionist history, right? As we've covered many times on the podcast, the David story starts out pretty strong. And then it turns out not a great guy.
Yeah.
Not a good dude, it turns out. But everybody's like, "Oh, if only we had another David." And Solomon's like, "You blessed us with my father who was perfect in every way. Please bless me with this one little teeny wish."
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Though I'm just a baby, God.
Yeah.
Just a little child.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I mean, okay, so there's a straightforward read of this story where like Solomon passes the test. He makes the right choice. Because this is what he really wants. And so it's just proof that he's a good king. He's a good guy because he wanted wisdom. But I wonder if there's another reading of this story where like Solomon's playing the game and he knows this is a test, you know, and he's playing the chess match with God. And I part of me wants to go with that reading of the story this time. But
I like it. I like it. Yeah. It's such a humanization of God here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, God is superhuman in this. Not superhuman, like an Avenger, but intensely human. Because it pleases the Lord that Solomon had asked this, right? Like,
yeah,
such a human thing for God to be so pleased with Solomon's humility. I don't know. It just strikes me as a real human take on God, which is part of the witness, you know, God, not human. Speaking of humans, Jesus was in the form of a human. And in the 13th chapter of Matthew, where we've been hanging out, we're going to get a greatest hit of the Bible here. At least I think it's a greatest hit. I think it's on volume 1 or 2 of Now That's What I Call the Bible. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. That's all I get this summer. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field, because only men shall sow mustard seeds. But it is the smallest of all the seeds. And when it has grown, it becomes the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so to speak, so the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches. And then he told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast it's very gendered parables, that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour, because men are not allowed to bake until all of it was leavened. And the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field when someone found and hid, which someone found and hid. And then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. And on finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. And when it was full, they threw it ashore, sat down and put the good into the baskets, but threw out the bad. And so it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into that special place, the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It seems unnecessary for these parables. Have you understood all this? And they answered, not telling the truth, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
This text, Matt, like, lots of it really well known to people, but it also is just like this collection of parables, like short parables. Like, it feels really discordant. So it's probably not super easy to preach on, because there's not like a through line narrative here in each of these parables you could probably do a whole sermon on. So what are you going to do to tie them together is an excellent question that we on this podcast may or may not have the answer to. You're just going to have to listen to see if we can figure it out. But here's what I've got, right? The kind of obvious, I don't know if it's obvious, it feels like a seminary 101 Bible sort of thing, is that a mustard tree is not big, right? And that it grows into a shrub. And so there's something discordant about that parable inside of itself. It is not exactly the kind of tree where birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. You know, and then like there's kind of an all-in element to things, where all of the yeast and the flour is leavened. People keep finding these treasures and they go and sell all that they have as a recurring thing. And they catch essentially every fish in the ocean. So there's an all-in-ness, I think. Because what we're, I think within the text, within the context of this week and the real readings paired together, is we're trying to get at what is the wisdom of the Lord, of God, right? And I think that's how these, like this collection of parables, I think is in the service of the Old Testament reading here. It's unexpected. It values the little, but it also calls for, but also is able to hold everything, I think is the foundation, the building blocks I'd start with.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I like those. And like you said, it's like, even the seminary 101 takes, I think sometimes we had a guest preacher on my last Sunday before sabbatical, and he clearly, I mean, it's
Matt's on sabbatical, very well, by the way.
It's great. I just keep flexing it. But he preached, he clearly like had some back pocket stuff, right? But then he just took them and he made some connections to what was happening that day. But he used the back pocket stuff. And I think when I was a younger preacher, I would think I needed to reinvent the wheel every single time. And I think
wheel's just not good enough.
You know? Yeah. The further I get, I'm not saying be lazy, but I think like sometimes those building blocks, it's okay to use them. It's okay to use the back pocket thing and then make some like current connections, but it's not, you don't actually have to reinvent the wheel from scratch every single time. And
And that's really what wisdom gets at, right? That's the heart of wisdom, isn't it? Right. That like wisdom isn't a thing you can learn. It's a thing you pick up over time, right? Like you learn over time is, I think, the part of wisdom and learning. Yeah. What is, because not everything is the wheel, you know, right? And that's the wisdom piece of figuring out what is that thing I can count on that works every time. I mean, you know, and also in discerning what's not the wheel, right? What doesn't work all the time.
Yep. Hey, man. Well, what do we listen to?
Just good stuff, Matt. That's all I listen to. This is where we got wisdom again, Matt. So I went Wise Blood as well. And I was stuck on, I do continue to find it very funny that Solomon, in talking to this genie version of Yahweh, says, I'm just a kid. You know, there's an we could, if we're doing full episodes, we'd do a full episode here, and the title would be about, some of those like late 80s, early 90s kids are in charge movies. It's kind of, there's a way to read it where it's like that too, you know, like it's a rookie of the year, or they were always some baseball themed, right? Kids are space camp, kids are in charge of things. It's like, I'm just a kid. You have to be king of Israel. So Children of the Empire, which you also put on playlist a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But that's how it goes sometimes. We're not going to deny Wise Blood the honor of being a two timer. In one summer, must be pretty good, Wise Blood. Not everybody gets that on it.
Yeah.
Then, None Shall Rise After You. I'm going with Rise, Eddie Vedder. The Eddie Vedder you don't normally hear off that Into the Wild soundtrack, which hopefully, Matt, your sabbatical journeys, which are going to take you deep into the wild and wonderful West Virginia. Remember, Matt.
Yes.
Those rivers are going to get bigger. They're going to get bigger, so don't cross them unless you know you can get back, okay? You got river plans, you got wild plans.
True.
And then don't eat, know what you're eating, because that might have been some bad stuff.
Yeah. That he ate. An incredible story.
And one more, Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem. We are one, because I think there is a wholeness to these stories again. The past couple weeks, some wholeness stuff. We Are One, which is an original song, not a cover by Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem, off of Muppets Mayhem, the soundtrack and the show. Check it out.
Good stuff. We got multiple songs from Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem this summer.
They deserve every one of them.
Amazing. Amazing.
And the two times.
I'll go with... I'll go with Seed stuff again. A classic, The Seed 2.0 by The Roots, which I really love. It's just a beautiful song. Seeds by Bruce Springsteen, which is a live track off of his like epic live box set from the mid 80s, but performed at LA Coliseum. Seeds. And then Sowing the Seeds of Love by Tears for Fears. Such a great band name. Tears for Fears. Yeah, a lot of seeds this summer. It's been real.
Real vinyl.
Ooh, not sure I told you.